this is training in the Word. So tonight, preparing for this tonight, I couldn't get nothing together. And as I sat down and finally just set my Bible down and said, okay, God, I'm not trying to figure nothing else out. What do you want me to talk about? And he told me that he wanted me to talk about a simple subject. Me as a Christian, I like the KISS principle with one S, not with two S's, one S. Just keep it simple. One of the most important weapons that we have is hearing the voice of God. And so out of the church, out of the sanctuary, we've been on the internet, we've gained more viewers, we've gained new Christians, new people that are new to this, new to Jesus, new to his blood, and may not understand what it means to hear the voice of God or even how to hear the voice of God. There are Christians that have been in the body of Christ for years and still don't know how to hear the voice of God. So hearing the voice of God is very important. Romans, the 10th chapter. That's where we'll start. Romans, the 10th chapter. Let's turn there. Romans, the 10th chapter. Show you how important it is to hear the voice of God. And I'm going to interchange the word hearing with another word in a few moments, but I want to use scripture to validate what I'm saying, because once you take the word of God and validate something, it becomes applicable. You can apply it to your life. So Romans, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. Let me get there. Romans, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. Very familiar scriptures with those that have been in the body of Christ for a while. Very familiar scripture. Romans, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. It says, I can quote it, but I want to read it because I want everybody to take their time. And if you don't have your Bible. Get something that you can read, the Bible that you can read and follow, man, because I want you to see the word of God. I want to go scripture by scripture so you can see this. This is training in the word, right? So this is about training in the word. So Romans, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, Bible also says in 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, I think the 15th verse, that you have to study to show thyself approved, study thyself to show thyself approved of God, a workman that need not be ashamed. So in studying the word of God, sometimes you need to have a good, strong concordance. Google it, find out what that is, a good, strong concordance. The Old Testament, remember now we're training in the word. So for some of you seasoned saints, those that have been around the body of Christ for a while, work with me for a few moments so I can bring everybody else up and let them catch up to what I'm talking about. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The New Testament was written in Greek. So when the Bible was translated from Hebrew from Hebrew into English and from Greek into English, there was a concordance that was designed called a strong concordance, because the Hebrew and the Greek languages are more of what's called romantic languages, which means that those languages are not just spoken. They're emphasized with body English as compared to our language in the United States, where we can speak something and convey an idea or a feeling. In the Greek and the Hebrew, they use body English and they use reflection of their voice and they use situations. Certain words meant one thing in situations and another thing in another situation. So you have to be in the moment, in the person's, almost in their presence to really get the meaning of what they're saying. So translating it from Hebrew, Old Testament, New Testament is Greek. In order to translate it into English, sometimes there's some meaning that has to be further defined so that we can understand what was actually being conveyed in that idea or in that particular scripture. So I said all that to say this, that when we read Romans, the 10th chapter, and the 17th verse, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, that word there in the Greek is translated rhema. Rhema simply means alive word from God, or a fresh word, meaning it is currently spoken, as compared to another Greek word, logos. Logos is the written word of God. So this Bible that you see is the logos. But the Apostle Paul is telling us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the rhema of God, or God's live voice. So now, if faith comes by us hearing a rhema, or a live word from God, or a fresh word from God, as compared to a logos, because if you go back and read that, and you look up the word in a strong concordance, you look up that phrase word in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, actually translates rhema. So rhema simply means a fresh, alive word from God. So that means God speaking to us, speaking directly to us. So now, if I have to live by faith, the Bible says that four different times, the just shall live by faith. If I have to live by faith, and faith comes from me hearing from the voice of God directly, then I cannot afford to play around whether I know or whether I can hear the voice of God or not. So tonight I want to take a few moments to explain and to put you in a position to hear the voice of God. It is not hard to do. Let's get this out the way. I told you I like the KISS principle with one S. Keep it simple. Hearing the voice of God is not hard to do. All right. I want you to get that. I want you to get that in your mind and understand it now, that the voice of God, hearing the voice of God, is not hard to do. She's got to know what to do, but it's not hard to do. Go with me to John, the 10th chapter. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus made a promise to us in his 10th chapter. He made a promise to us. Very simple promise in John, the 10th chapter and the 27th verse. You see, this is important that you know that you can hear the voice of God. The pandemic that we're going through now, I keep stressing this, the pandemic that we're now experiencing and going through, this will not be the last one. It will not be the last pandemic. And our apostle, Apostle Thompson, has been leading us and guiding us by the Holy Spirit how to navigate this. And if you notice right before, when I read from the date tonight of how many people we got born again since February, Apostle had the salvation campaign. God gave him that in February. That was right around when the pandemic was breaking loose. Apostle been teaching us about health. Of course, and you know, Apostle have been teaching us about wealth. Those are the three areas that we need to be concentrating on as the body of Christ. Number one, our relationship with God. Are we fulfilling his agenda? Number two, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Are our bodies at its optimal point so that we can be used by God? And number three, is our finances in the right place so that we don't have to choose between God and mammon? We can choose God, because we don't have to be concerned about resources, because God is our source. So those are the three things that we need to be focused on. And hearing the voice of God, being able to hear the voice of God clearly, will help us in all three areas. Hearing the voice of God will help us in all three areas. We'll be able to recognize what God is moving in his agenda. We'll be able to, our soul knows right well how our bodies are designed. And if there's anything going wrong with our body, our soul can discover it. Why? Because we can tap into an unseen world, not with just these natural ears, but we can hear or recognize the voice of God. Third thing is, the Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 7th verse, that we are to purpose in our own heart what we shall give. God gives us the opportunity to decide what we're going to give. But allowing God to intervene and allowing God to get involved with our finances. Sometimes God will move on our hearts to sow a different type of seed or to sow a different amount than we're normally sowing. And if we can't hear the voice of God and we can't recognize when God is talking to us, then we'll be locked on the same level financially. So hearing the voice of God is of the utmost importance. Now, once again, hearing the voice of God is easy to do. Say it with me. Hearing the voice of God is easy to do. All right. I want you to get that into your mindset, into your psyche, that hearing the voice of God is easy to do. Watch this in John, the 10th chapter. And the 27th verse, Jesus is talking because it's written in red. He said, watch this. My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. He said, my sheep hear my voice. That is a command. That is a promise. It is inevitable. My sheep hear my voice. Now, let's understand what Jesus is really saying, because Jesus oftentimes talked in parables and he talked in phrases. And if we do not put ourselves in that time frame, in that mindset that Jesus was in when he was speaking to the audience he was speaking to, then it'd be impossible for us to understand what he was really saying. Jesus was saying, my sheep. Why did he use the word sheep? Why did he use that particular animal? Well, the reason why he used it is because he knew that there were more sheep herders during that time when Jesus was walking the earth, so people would understand what he was saying. A shepherd, when building a herd, would stay with the sheep 24 hours, 7 days a week for a period of time, so that the sheep can learn the voice of the shepherd. So that the sheep can learn the voice of the shepherd. So the shepherd would stay with them 24/7 for a period of time so that the sheep, he would sleep outside with the sheep. He would stay around the sheep. He would give the sheep commands. At first, the sheep, new sheep, didn't hear the voice, couldn't recognize the voice, didn't hear it because it's new to them. But the shepherd stayed with the sheep. Other words, Jesus is saying, those that follow me will hear my voice. Those that spend time with the word will be able to hear my voice. Let me interchange this word here for a moment. Hold your fingers there and go to Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans 12. Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans, the 12th chapter. And we'll read the second verse. I really can read the first, second, and third verse, but I get sidetracked if I do so. Let's read the second verse. Romans 12 and 2, familiar verse. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your what? Mind. That ye, here it is, watch this, that ye may what? Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That word prove there is important. It says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do we renew our mind? With the word of God. So when we read the word of God, our thoughts are being challenged. Did you get that? When we read the word of God, our thoughts are being challenged and renewed. Why is it important that our thoughts be challenged and be renewed with the word of God so that we could prove the good and acceptable and perfect will of God? That word prove is important. The best way to explain the word prove, and I'm going to interchange it with another word in a few moments, is anybody have taken algebra, you know that they have what's called proofs. In math, it's proofs. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to prove that one side is equal to the other side. So we'll do all kind of algebraic acrobats. I hadn't done it in a while, but we do all kind of algebraic acrobats to make the one side equal to the other. So we can prove, or that one side can be equal to the other side, or they can be recognized. They can recognize each other. So another word that we can use for prove is recognize. This is key. Watch this. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind, so that ye may recognize what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Go back to John, the 10th chapter. So when I spend time with the Word of God, it puts me in a position to recognize the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So in John, the 10th chapter, back in John, the 10th chapter, when Jesus was talking, Jesus said this. He said in the 20th, my sheep hear my voice. Are my sheep, because they spend time with me, because they are my disciples, they can, watch this, recognize my voice. Now, let me finish the sheep, shepherd and sheep analogy. The reason why the shepherd would spend so much time with the sheep is that when it was time to move the herd of sheep, the shepherd would give commands. The sheep would recognize the voice and move based on the command. So therefore, watch this. This is about to be good. So therefore, whenever it was time to bring the sheep to market, they had to bring the sheep through cities, through people, through all kinds of noise and distractions. All sorts of noise. Other people talking. Other people transacting business. Other people doing things. Other people talking. Other people making noise. Other distractions. Other noises being made. But when that herd of sheep would walk through the crowd of people, they would hear all other voices, but they would only obey the commands of the voice that they recognize. This is why when building a herd, a shepherd would spend 24/7 with the sheep so that the sheep can learn the voice of the shepherd. Look at what he says in the fifth verse of the 10th chapter. In the fifth verse, he said, a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Or they recognize that it's not his voice. The way we begin to hear the voice of God is we have to spend time with his word so that we can recognize his voice. See, the voice of God, hearing the voice of God is not about sound, it's not about decibels, it's not about how loud God's voice is, it's not about how soft his voice is, it's about recognition. Can I recognize the voice of God? Here's why hearing the voice of God is simple. Because the voice of God is not a special gift. It is a learned behavior. Catch that. Hearing the voice of God is not a special gift. It's not a special talent. It is a learned behavior. Jesus said, my sheep, those that follow me, those that spend time with me. The Bible says in John, the first chapter, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. The Word was talking about Jesus. So when you spend time with the Word of God, you're spending time with Jesus. When you're spending time with Jesus, you are becoming a sheep, being accustomed to the shepherd's voice. So therefore, it doesn't matter what goes on around you. It doesn't matter what is happening in your atmosphere. It doesn't matter what's happening in your world. When you are a sheep that knows the shepherd's voice and can recognize it, everybody can be making all the noise they want around. It can be chaos, but you will be able to hear or recognize the voice of God. Why? Because you're spending time. Real quick, go with me to Isaiah 55. We'll come back to John. Isaiah 55. Let me get there. Isaiah 55, I think it's verse 6, I think it is. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Yep, that's it. Isaiah 55, verse 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Wait a minute now. I thought God said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. That's true. God will never leave you nor forsake you. But there are times in your life when you're going through something and it seems like God is far away. So this is why this is why daily you need to spend, not just daily in routine, but daily when God prompts you, you need to be spending time with him. And I'm going to show you how to spend time with God. Spending time with him so that you can become more accustomed of hearing his voice, so that when you're in a crisis or when you're in a pandemic or when you're in chaos, everybody else may be running around saying, "Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't know what's going to happen to me." You can be calm because you can recognize God, where he's moving, when he's moving, how he's moving. You can recognize what he is saying. This is very important that you understand this, because there are a lot of voices out there. There are a lot of ideas. There are a lot of movements. But when you train yourself to be able to recognize the voice of God, then you can decipher and see through things. You can see where God is moving where other people can't see God moving, because you can recognize his voice. You can recognize what he is doing. See, a lot of us, our apostle is to point us in the right direction. But he's also responsible for maturing us, causing us to grow, causing us to mature. What it means to mature? It means to face situations and know that you can overcome them. That's what it means to mature. He is to mature, perfected of the saints. Why? For the work of the ministry. So that what can happen? That the body of Christ can be built. That's Ephesians 4 and 11. So we cannot put all of the responsibility of hearing the voice of God on our apostle. You are going to have to hone your skills. Notice what I said. Hone your skills. Remember, hearing from God is a learned behavior. It is not a special gift. It is a learned behavior. You're going to have to hone your skills, especially during these times, so that you can recognize what God is moving. You can recognize the voice of God. The reason why the Bible tells us not to conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds with the word of God, meaning when we read the word of God, our thoughts are renewed so that we can recognize the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Why? Because we cannot put God in a box of how we want to hear him. We have to let God be free to reveal himself any way he chooses to. We just got to be able to recognize him. And the way you recognize him is you become more familiar. How you become more familiar? The more time you spend with the word of God, more time you spend with Jesus, more time you spend with the Holy Spirit, the easier it will become to recognize the voice of God, to hear the voice of God. So hearing the voice of God is more about recognition rather than decibels or the measurement of sound. It's more about recognition. Can you recognize what God is moving? Can you, because go with me to 1 John, the second chapter. Watch this. We'll come back to John, the 10th chapter. 1 John. First John, the second chapter. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so wonderful. 1 John, the second chapter. And let's see. I see the 20th verse. and the 27th verse. All right, let me read the 20th verse. It says, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Now, in order for us to know all things, we got to be able to recognize his voice. Because listen, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of people saying things. There's a lot of people claiming they know the answer. But is that answer from God? You have to be able to recognize it. How do you recognize the voice of God? How do you become efficient in recognizing the voice of God? By seeking him while he may be found. What that means? That means when nothing ain't going on, you ain't got no problems, you ain't got no crisis, you ain't got no emergency, you need to be spending time with God. But if you wait till you're in a crisis to find God, it's going to seem like God is far away. Why? It's not because God is far away. It's because you don't know how to recognize the voice of God. You haven't spent time while he can be found, while it was quiet, while nothing was happening, while you wasn't under pressure. So that when pressure comes or a situation comes or a crisis comes, you can be like the sheep in the market with all the distractions, all the noise, you can hear that command and follow that voice. Why? Because you can recognize the voice of God. Watch this. Verse 27, 1 John, the second chapter, verse 27. He says, but the anointing which ye have received of him, meaning Jesus, abided in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. Now watch this now. You need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things and is truth and is no lie. And even as it had taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, in order for us to understand that scripture, because people will take that scripture out of context. Is that scripture saying there's nothing that we don't need to learn? No. Or there's nothing that somebody can't teach us? That's not what this scripture is saying. Let's go to the 26th verse and we can see what this 27th verse is really talking about. In the 26th verse, he says, these things have I written unto you concerning them that what? Seduce you. So that means there is another voice. There is some other ideas. There is some other answers that's pretending to be answers from God. But John went further and he wrote in the 27th verse, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye not need that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is truth and is no lie, even as it has taught you, and ye shall abide. What it's saying from the times you've been spending with the Word of God, from the times you've been spending with Jesus, from the time you've been spending with the Holy Spirit, that when somebody comes along with another idea, some other information from somewhere else, some other movement, you will be able to recognize. You might not have been able to put your hands on it, but because the Word of God is hidden in your heart or in your soul, you will be able to recognize, wait a minute, something ain't right about this. And you won't pursue it. See, it's about recognizing. Then other times, there'll be times when you hear something, somebody will say something to you. See, here's the thing. The voice of God could come. I've had the voice of God come to me in an infinite amount of ways. One time I was sitting in a movie theater and somebody said a line in a movie and it jumped out at me. It was an answer I needed. It was something I was praying to God, asking God about. And I got my answer sitting in a movie theater. There are times when I'm in conversation with somebody and they start talking about something and a statement or a phrase or a paragraph that they say to me, it jumps out at me, gives me an answer. That's me recognizing what God is talking. See, when you get familiar with the Word of God, how you get familiar with the Word of God? When you spend time with the Word of God, Joshua 1:8, turn there, Joshua 1:8, Joshua, the first chapter. And I'm about to show you a little key here, because a lot of times we take this particular passage of scripture out of context and don't really understand what God was telling Joshua. So this scripture is apt. This eighth verse is actually apostolic. And we'll see why in a few moments. He said, now notice now, we're going to point some things out. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have the good success. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt what? Meditate. Meditate. That means to ponder. That means to ponder. Now, the body of Christ is taking this scripture and it can apply. It can apply to the whole Bible. But that's us. That's us applying this scripture to after it was applying the scripture after it was written. But when this scripture was actually written, it was God telling Joshua the book, this book, very specific, this book, what book? The book I gave Moses. The book I gave Moses. I want you to meditate it day and night. See, let me help you with something. Let me help you with something. Remember now, Ephesians 4 and 11, God gave some apostles, some pastors, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. Watch this. For the perfecting of the saints, the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So God has connected us to apostle so that he can help us challenge our thinking with the word of God. So that when he preaches to us and ministers to us and imparts to us, we ought to be listening in at that over and over, studying the word of God, listening, studying the word of God, listening, so that we can get more familiar with God's voice. So that when we're in our own respective homes, when we're in our own respective worlds, when we're in our own circle of influences, we don't have to be concerned or we don't have to wait till apostle says something to us. He's training us to be in the word of God so that we can recognize the voice of God for ourselves. So Joshua, God was telling Joshua, now listen, this is funny. This is God talking, telling Joshua, do what Moses said to do. Now, God talking to Joshua. So why God didn't tell Joshua directly what to do? Because God has an order, an agenda. So it's a training has to take place. So God used Moses to train Joshua how to hear his voice. If Joshua had not meditated this book of the law that he gave Moses day and night, hadn't listened at what Moses was saying, hadn't heard what Moses was saying, hadn't meditated upon what Moses was saying, meditating the word of God, hearing what Moses is saying, going back to the book of the law. Because he had heard what Moses was saying. See, we got it good. How we got it good? Because we got MP3s. Some of y'all going to watch this on YouTube and you're going to be able to go back and watch it again over and over again. You can watch apostles many times as you want. You about to watch it. You can watch him. And then you can study, have your Bible and you study the word of God, watching and you studying. Joshua had heard what Moses was saying. Now he can only read what God had given Moses. We got it wonderful. We can read what God has said and we can watch our man of God and see what God is saying. And from that, we can get familiar with the word of God so that we can recognize his voice. See where God is moving. See what God is saying. See what God is doing some in our lives. See opportunities when they show up that other people can't see because we can recognize. Why? Because we're spending time with the word of God. Meditate. That means to ponder the word of God. Where do you ponder the word of God? In your soul. That's why the Bible talks about hiding the word of God in your heart. I've hid his word. David said, I've hid his word in my heart. I've hid his word in my soul. So I can ponder it. So I can ponder it. Watch this. Come with me to Isaiah 1. Isaiah 1. Isaiah, the first chapter. I hope you're learning something. This is training the word, right? Isaiah 1 verse, everybody like verse 19, but I love verse 18. Because if you get verse 18, verse 19 gonna be easy. If you get verse 18, Isaiah 1 and 18, verse 19, it'll be easy. Here it is, verse 18. He says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins or your actions be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool or smooth. Other words, God is saying, come, let us put our thoughts together. This is what meditation does. It causes you to bring your thoughts to God. It causes you to bring what you think you ought to be doing. You had an idea, but you say, God, let me bring it. Let me ponder it with you. Let me think about it. God, is this what you want me to do? When you ask God, is this what you want me to do? God, okay, how do you want to handle the situation, God? God might not talk to you right at that moment. But you have to know that you can recognize his voice. You have full confidence. The Bible says in Romans, the 4th chapter and the 21st verse, that Abraham was fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Now, how did Abraham get fully persuaded? Now, watch this. This is key. How did Abraham get fully persuaded? Because Abraham had experiences with God. See, Abraham didn't have a Bible. He had experiences with God, and through his experiences with God, he was able to become fully persuaded. He left his mother and father. He went, a famine hit. He disobeyed God and went to Egypt. He learned his lesson there. He kept walking with God, and the more he kept walking with God, God kept walking with him. He became fully persuaded. Why? Because he was spending time with the Father. Spending time with the Holy Spirit. Hearing the voice of God or recognizing the voice of God is a learned behavior. It's easy to do. It is imperative that you do this. Look, watch this. Before I come back, I'm going to come back to Isaiah because I want to come. Go to 2 Corinthians, the 1st chapter. A lot of scriptures. 2 Corinthians, the 1st chapter. Watch this. See, this is why it's important that we as Christians, we mature. Most of you have, y'all had to mature during this season. Because we didn't have the luxury of coming here on Sunday mornings and feeding off of others. We didn't have the luxury of being here on Tuesday night and feeding off the energy of others. We've been in our homes watching by internet, having to watch this, stir up the gift that's within us, encourage ourselves. This is why it's important that you spend time with the Word of God. Spend time with God so that you can begin to become efficient and have more confidence, be fully persuaded that you can hear his voice. Listen, this is not the last pandemic we're going to have. I've said this. I can't stress this enough. This is not the last pandemic. Don't allow this world system to lull you to sleep. Don't let this vaccine lull you to sleep. Oh, when the vaccine come out, everything going to be fine. Don't let it lull you to sleep. While you have a chance, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. So that if crisis come, if chaos come, you don't have to be like everybody else panicking. You can easily recall what we've been taught. Easily recall what we've learned. Not let those things slip. So that when God begins to move, we can move with God. When God begins to speak, we can hear his voice. We can recognize it. Out of all the voices that are shouting all over the world, because we spend time with the Word of God, because we meditate, because we do that, we can recognize the voice of God, no matter who the voice of God comes through. Look in 2 Corinthians, the 1st chapter and the 24th verse. This is very important. This is Apostle Paul talking to the Corinthians. He said, not for that we have dominion over your faith. The Apostle Paul said, I don't have no control over your faith. I have no control over your assignment. But are helpers of your joy. Our apostle is maturing us, perfecting the saints, preparing us for the work of the ministry so that the body of Christ can be built or God's agenda can be accomplished. He's not responsible for our assignment. We are responsible. You are responsible. I am responsible for my own assignment. You are responsible for your own assignment or your faith. He comes and help us. If chaos hit, he comes and help us keep calm. If you go look up that root word of joy, one of the words is keep calm. He helps us keep calm and say, remember what I've taught you. Remember what we've talked about. Remember the times you spent with God. You can hear the voice of God. You can recognize the voice of God. That's why we are to be maturing. So this is why we have to get out of the routine of just the tradition of church, the tradition of coming to church, the tradition of just sitting and watching a sermon. What am I getting out of this that I can wake up tomorrow morning or I can go to bed tonight thinking about that I can apply to my life? Spending time with the Word. See, it's not enough for you just to watch this tonight. It's not just enough for you to watch Sunday morning. There has to be a personal time that you spend with God consistently. Jesus said a prayer in Matthew, the sixth chapter, the Our Father's prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Watch what he says. He said, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread or our instructions. So that means God is constantly talking. Are we recognizing his voice? See, recognition can only happen with a renewed mind. A renewed mind. See how this is making sense? A renewed mind puts you in a position to recognize the voice of God, to recognize his good and acceptable and perfect will. A renewed mind. See, our apostle doesn't have dominion over our assignment or dominion over our faith. He's not controlling us, but he's helpers of our joy or keeping us calm, keeping us directed, keeping us organized. Because the Apostle Paul said in that 24th verse in the first chapter of 2 Corinthians, by your faith ye stand. So you stand by your faith. I stand by my faith. Apostle stands by his faith. So we all standing, we are the body of Christ. And we all are carrying our weight. I hope this is making sense to you. It's important that you understand that hearing the voice of God is easy to do. Joshua 1 and 8, and we go into Psalm in a few minutes. Joshua 1 and 8, it says, meditate day and night. That verse is connected to Romans 12 and 2. Be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means to meditate. Meditate has to do with your soul. When you take the word of God and you ponder the word of God, you put yourself on a regimen. Disciple, you are a disciple of Christ. Root word of disciple is discipline. I am disciplined to spend time with God. I discipline myself to spend time with God. Listen, hearing the voice of God. See how you learn it. Hearing the voice of God is easy to do. And we've learned how to do it. The more time you spend with God, the more time you spend with his word, the more time you spend with what he has said, the easier it will be for you to recognize what he is saying. The more time you have spent with what he has said, the easier it will be for you to recognize what he is saying. The more time you spend with what he has said, the easier it will be for you to recognize what he is saying. So therefore, you don't have to be questioning, is that the voice of God? Because the more time you spend, the more familiar you are with his voice. Jesus said, a sheep, my sheep, he said, my sheep are my followers. Hear my voice. Or my followers recognize my voice. Discipline. Disciple. I'm disciplined. I make myself spend time with God. Now I don't have to make myself spend time with God. I love to spend time with God. At the beginning, you may have to make yourself. Why? Because your mind, your body ain't used to doing it. So it seems like it's, you ain't getting nothing. It seems like ain't nothing happening. But the more you hide, the more you begin to hide the word of God in your heart. Listen, the greatest gift besides being the vessels that was used to get me here, the greatest gift that my parents gave me was, number one, Jesus Christ, introducing me to Jesus Christ and him crucified, and being able to recognize his voice. How did that happen? Very simply. It happened very simply. And a lot of you families, especially those with young children, some of you and with your grandchildren, this is very, it's very simple. You have to begin to talk to them about the Word of God. My parents would read me Bible stories. Daniel in the lion's den. Those are just what just stories that happened. There were actual events in the Bible, but they weren't just actual events in the Bible. It was they had characteristics. They had principles in there that we began to learn. We began to get familiar with the Word of God, so that when we came to an age where we couldn't, I can't depend on just my parents hearing God for me. I got to be able to hear God for myself. So when I came to the age, I was familiar with God, and all of a sudden, I began to hear his voice. I began to recognize his voice. Why? Because I'm familiar with it. I can recognize when it's not God talking. I can recognize when somebody trying to be God in my life, and it ain't God talking through them. Why? Because being familiar. This Christmas, are you going to let your grandkids come over and just start opening gifts? Or are you going to talk about the birth of Christ to them? Or are you going to take time to read the story to them, to get them familiar with the Word of God? The greatest gift that you can ever give your offspring is to teach them how to hear the voice of God. I promise you, if you start with them reading the Word of God to them, when they come to the age of accountability, getting born again, accepting Jesus Christ ain't going to be no problem. Why? Because they're familiar with him. They will hear his voice. They will recognize the truth. To this day, my family, my siblings, we eat and we talk. Even in my house with my two daughters and my wife, we sit down and we eat together as a family and we talk through natural harmonious. It's not forced. It's organic. We talk the Word of God. We talk about different issues. We ask questions to each other about the Word of God. See, but if you can't hear the Word of God, how are you going to teach your children to hear the voice of God? If you don't know how to hear the voice of God, how can you teach your children? So I got to become proficient with the Word of God. If I don't become proficient, see, TV, radio, iPhone, iPad, all these digital devices have spoiled us. Because the reason why they, in the Bible days, they were telling these stories to these kids. They were telling those stories. They were telling it to them over and over and over again. They were hiding the word in their heart. So hiding the word in the heart so that when those kids begin to grow, that's how David was able to hear God at an early age. That's how Joseph at the age of 17 was able to see those dreams and recognize it was God talking to him. That's why, because they were put in an environment. Notice I said an environment. They were put in an environment in which they could become familiar with his voice. It is important. It is imperative that we become efficient in hearing the voice of God, or better put, recognize the voice of God. Once again, this is not hearing or recognizing the voice of God is not hard to do. Let me close with Psalms, the first chapter. Watch this. Psalms, the first chapter. Now, if you ain't learned nothing else, here's what I want you to know. The more time you spend with what God has said, the easier it will be to recognize what God is saying. If you don't remember nothing else from what I said tonight, remember this. The more time you spend with what God has said, the easier it will be to recognize what God is saying. It is a promise. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. My followers, those that spend time with me, those that spend time with the word. Those, when you spend time with the word of God and you read the word of God and you consume the word of God, you can begin to reach out and read other material and recognize if it's for you or not. You can recognize if God, because Apostle Paul wrote back and told him he was off someplace. He wrote back to him and said, bring my books and my parchments. That means the Apostle Paul was reading. The Apostle Paul was reading. See, when you have the word, when you make yourself familiar with the word of God, you have no problem reading other material because you can recognize if this is foolishness or not. I had a book the other day because I know the word of God. I had a book that I was reading, first three or four pages. I recognized this is foolishness. Put the book down. No problem to me. It can't affect my soul because something else has already affected my soul. I'm familiar with the word of God. I hide the word of God in my heart so I can recognize if God gonna talk to me through this book or not. I hope this is sinking into you. The more you spend time with what God has said, the more time you spend with what God has said, the easier it will be for you to recognize what God is saying. Watch this. Psalms, the first chapter. Psalms, the first chapter, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law does he what? Meditate. Day and night. Romans 12, 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing your mind. Meditate day and night. Watch what happens. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I was talking to one of our brothers, MVB brothers, who gone home to be with the Lord, Pastor Skelton. And me and him was talking about this scripture one time, and he said something to me so profound. He said, Leroy Jr., I've never seen a tree uproot itself and follow after seasons. He said, every season always come to the tree. When you meditate the word of God, you ain't got to go looking and searching. When you meditate the word of God, you can recognize opportunities. They will come to you. God is always bringing stuff to you. You are the attraction, not this other stuff. You're the attraction. God is in you. God is in you. So everything is being attracted to you. The question is, can you recognize what God is doing? Can you recognize his voice when he says to move? So you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Everything will be coming to you. You ain't got to go searching. Let me try this. Or let me try this. Or let me try that. Now, when you're able to meditate the word of God, when you're able to consume the word of God and meditate it, the more time you spend with what God has said, the easier it will be for you to recognize what he is saying. So you'll be able to recognize things coming to you. Things coming to you. So as I close, we need to become efficient in hearing the voice of God. Listen, this ain't no game. This pandemic that we're going through now, there'll be others. But when the others come, you can be in joy. You can be at peace. Why? Because you can hear God when to move, when not to move, what to do, what not to do. Because you can recognize God's voice. You can recognize what God is moving over here and get involved. You can recognize what God moving there and get involved. You can recognize why? Because you're spending time with his word. Jesus said it plain. My sheep hear my voice. That fifth verse say the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Why? Because of recognition. How well can you recognize the voice of God? It depends on how much time you spend with the Word of God. If you spend time with the Word of God, if you turn off the TV, if you take time to read the Word of God, take time to spend with the Word of God, then you can recognize His voice. Read to your children. Read Bible stories to your children. Put them in a position where they can begin to hear the voice of God so they can get familiar with the voice of God. Hannah dropped Samuel off at the synagogue, at the house of God. Samuel and Eli spent so much time together that when God talked, Samuel got up and ran to Eli's room and said, "Did you call me?" He did it two times. On the third time, the Bible says Eli perceived that God was talking to Samuel. Samuel, watch this, has spent so much time with Eli that God said, "I'm going to use Eli's voice to get his attention." And because Eli was able to be trusted with that leadership over Samuel, Samuel said, Hey, Samuel, next time you hear that voice, just say, "God, here am I. I'm your servant," which you want me to do. At a young age, Samuel was hearing the voice of God. So Samuel was able to help carry out the agenda of God. He anointed Saul. When Saul messed up, God said, "Go find me another one. Here's another one. I'll tell you where. Here's a boy of Jesse. Go anoint David." That started off when Samuel was a young boy. Can you hear or recognize the voice of God? Yes, you can. It starts with you becoming disciplined. We are in training in the word, right? We are training, right? It comes with you becoming disciplined. Every last one of us know what it takes to get a physique that we want, to get the body we want. Every last one of us know what we need to do. Every last one of us know what we need to do to get the body we want to have, get the beast body that we want to have, that you want to include me. Everybody know what we need to do. But the question is, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? So here it is. You want to hear God's voice clearer? You want to be able to hear the voice of God, recognize it and hear it clear above all other voices? Then you're going to have to discipline yourself and spend time with the Word of God. If you don't spend time with the Word of God, you won't be able to recognize the voice of God. And when crisis or a pandemic hits and chaos is ensuing us, you won't be calm. And it seems like God is far away, even though God is right next to you, talking to you, but you can't recognize his voice. You can't hear his voice because when it was time for you to seek him, when it was quiet, you didn't do it. So how do I hear the voice of God? Spend time with his word. Meditate day and night. Ponder it. Come, let us reason together. Isaiah 1:18. When you do that, listen at what apostles are teaching us over and over. You want to get revelation on health? I didn't even go to Matthew 16 chapter with Peter, Jesus said, who do men say that I am? Peter said, "Thou art the Christ." Jesus said, "You ain't get that from flesh and blood. My heavenly Father revealed it to you." Jesus said, "This is your name. From now on, your name is Peter. Upon this rock," what rock? The rock of this process. What process? The process of revelation knowledge. The process of us being able to recognize the voice of God. That is how God is going to build his church. That process, the process of us being able to recognize his voice. Peter was able to recognize the voice of God and tell Jesus who he was by revelation. Us spending time with his word, Peter had been spending time with Jesus, the word. So when Jesus asked the question, Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said, "Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you because I ain't told nobody. But my heavenly Father revealed it to you, which is in heaven." Jesus said, upon this rock, upon this process is how I'm going to build the church. Who is the church? We're the church. God is building your life by how clear you can hear his voice. So start spending time with him, apostle, if you haven't joined his meditation. That's one way to start. Every morning, apostle sending out meditations. Or you're just reading them. He gives you a scripture and gives you his thoughts. That should get you started to meditate in that scripture so you can hide that word in your heart. So that when you start hiding that word in your heart and you mulling it over, all of a sudden you start recognizing things that you hadn't recognized before. You start hearing the voice of God and you know it's the voice of God. Why? Because you've been spending time with what he has said. When you spend time with what he has said, you can easily recognize what he is saying.